Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
Licensee in charge. The responsibilities of the licensee in charge are many and varied, ranging from supervision of staff through to monthly mini audits of their trust accounts. It is easy to see why it would be that some licensees do not completely understand the extent of their own role. A common misconception in the property industry is that if an agent holds more than one license while working under a licensee in charge, then that agent can work under their multiple licenses without the licensee having to do anything themselves. This is where the world of agency can become a little confusing. For example, John is the licensee in charge of ACOP Real Estate. John has a real estate license only. Susan is an employee of ACOP Real Estate, and she has a real estate, strata, and business agent's license. What can Susan do in this agency? The general answer, without looking at contractor agreements and different working arrangements, is that Susan can only work on selling, leasing, and buying property with her real estate license under John and the ACOP Real Estate business. The simple reason for this is because the licensee in charge sets the tone for the agency. Whatever licenses they have, the people working under their supervision can work in the same area providing they have the corresponding license or certificate. Because John has only one license, his agency will only be able to buy, sell and manage property under 20 hectares, as are the limits of the real estate license. Should Susan wish to sell businesses or work in strata management, there are a few options. 1. John will have to go back to study some more and gain the additional categories of license. Or Susan will need to become the licensee in charge of the agency. Or Susan will need to find another place of employment where the licensee in charge has the corresponding licenses to hers. If the licensee in charge has multiple categories of license, for example, real estate, strata and stock and station, their staff must have at least one of the corresponding licenses or certificates in real estate, strata or stock and station and can work in whichever area of the property industry where their qualifications and regulatory authority match up with their licensee in charge. A licensee in charge has the responsibility to ensure that no one within that agency is working outside of the licenses allowed for the agency. Sometimes the easiest way to ensure that a licensee in charge and the agency is not missing out on work and business for their organisation is to have all the categories of license available to them that will benefit their business. Remember that holding all categories will not necessarily benefit your business. To clarify, the different licenses available through New South Wales Fair Trading are as follows. Real estate, allowing the holder to buy, sell and manage property up to 20 hectares. Stock and station, allowing the holder to buy, sell and manage property from 2.5 hectares and above, as well as sell and Aegis livestock. Strata management, allowing the holder to manage strata schemes on behalf of the owner's corporation. Business agent, allowing the holder to buy, sell and negotiate in the sale of a business or a business opportunity. A buyer's agent, allowing the holder to act as a buyer's agent only. On-site residential property manager, allowing the holder to be an on-site property manager generally seen at holiday resorts and places where the tenancy is usually short-term. So if you need any additional training in order to obtain an additional category of license or certificate of registration, or you need to upgrade to a license, now is the time to contact us at ACOP to organise your personalised training program.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.